Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. No number this time. This is our 2025 horror episode for the month of October. This an episode where we only discuss horror movies. Simon and I have each picked four. So we're going to be diving into it. But first, Simon, how are you doing?
I'm great, Doc. I just want you to know, Doc, Yankees lose.
Yes, they did.
I
Can't
just
win them
want
all,
you
but
to know that being a Canadian, we're really happy the Yankees lost to
that's true.
us.
And I'm happy that it was the Yankees facing the Blue Jays and not the Red Sox. So,
Well, they lost too, so we don't care.
yes.
So tonight, I just want people to know we're recording on game six. So if I seem lost, because I'm watching the Jays, as every Canadian on the planet's pretty much doing right now. So, but Doug, what have you been up to? Like, I haven't talked to you. You've been busy. I get cryptic texts. I'll get back to you. Occasional numbers on it. That's about it.
Yeah, I've just been very busy with my son's looking at colleges right now, so today I took him to one of those.
Hold on. I don't know. Let's back this up. You can't give it. What selection does he have? Is he going to Harvard?
No, he is looking at to become a teacher. So this is my younger son. He's looking at TCNJ, the College of New Jersey. It's apparently a very good school with a great education program. So we went today, walked around the campus, got a feel for all the buildings and what campus life is like. So that was fun.
That's really weird because my older daughter's in university right now,
Okay.
doing exactly what your son's going to be doing.
Really?
That is very strange because we never talk. Like, I want people to get wrong. We know we have kids. Don't get me wrong. I know Doug's kids. Can you even name my kids?
No, I don't believe you've ever.
Oh, see, I'm not even going to help Doug. He does not. I know both his kids' names. He does not know mine, which is strange. He should.
Yes.
And I talk about it, doesn't matter. My older daughter, because I usually say older daughter, younger daughter, is probably why.
Yes.
And she's doing exactly what your son's about to do.
Okay.
And she's about an hour away from me, so I see her about once a month. But right now, she came home for one night, went to Punta Cana the next day.
Okay.
So
What is
she's
she
currently
looking to
far away.
teach?
Well, being Canadian, we can teach French up here. So she's fluent in
Okay.
French, she has a French equivalency. So she plans on being a French teacher to, I guess, little kids. I think it's primary she wants. But
Okay.
I've never actually asked her this question. So I will find out when she's done, I guess, or maybe
Okay.
further on. Like, we're a little early in that stage right now to be asking.
Okay, but that's
So
awesome.
I'm guess how far is this college from where he is now?
About 45 minutes.
So about the same as me then.
Yeah.
So that's not bad for you then.
No, not at all.
So have you been like enjoying yourself? Like, I mean, I do have some film Blood in the Snow Film Festival coverage coming up for interviews and things.
Okay.
I do have to promote, and it's not even up yet, so please, people, probably when this episode's up, it'll be up. Zombie Women of Satan. I
Okay.
had to do an interview off. And I want to talk about the site. I had to find the movie. The guy said, "Oh, it's on all these platforms." And I'm like, lucky I couldn't find it. So I found this platform called Daily Motion. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God, more ads than you can imagine. Like every 5 minutes, an ad.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God, guys. Okay, I understand that I had to look for this. And I didn't want to pay the $5 to watch this, but enough ads of the same ad with somebody shopping for cantaloupe. Continuously. I wish I should have wrote it down. And they're like, "You gotta tap the cantaloupe." I must have seen this 15 times.
How long was the movie?
An hour and 24 minutes.
Okay,
I'm
so
saying about 10 to 15 times. That's on the same ad.
wow, that is a lot of ads for a short film.
And it's only like a 6 second ad.
Okay.
And then there's a second 6 second ad. Then you get it like 5 or 6 minutes or maybe 10. Another ad.
Wow. Okay.
Brutal.
I've
So
never heard of that platform
Well, it's
before.
25 Seconds to Find the Film. It's a 2009 film.
Okay.
And the guy couldn't remember everything I asked him. He's like, oh, is that in the film? I'm like, really? Okay. So, Doug, I did bring some new kind of chips today that we have. I've had a taste of
Okay.
game grouse with Winberry flavored potato chips from England.
Okay.
Have you ever had these?
I have not, and bird tasting chips just doesn't sound
I
enticing.
should have brought one, but I'll bring one next episode. But I've already had it, so I don't want to, I should have brought it. We now have orange cream Coke here. I don't know if it's in America forever.
Okay, I've seen it, I think.
So I actually bought it. It's kind of weird tasting, but I do have it. So here we go.
Okay.
Smell gamey, actually.
Not something you want your chips to smell like.
Not bad at all.
Okay.
I like them. I'll actually keep those ones.
All right.
But I should have brought on the show for you tonight, but they were already open, so I feel weird. But I didn't eat them beforehand. My daughter has these new kind of, oh, I can't remember. I know the flavor's dill and ranch.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, okay, I had one. I'm like, oh, these aren't bad. She goes, try five at a time. Like they're little like cheesy kind of things. I should have brought them on, but they're in my car. I put five in my mouth. I'm like, She's like, I told you you wouldn't like
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because she told me to try five at once. The flavor will
Okay.
change. A little too ranchy. Oh, so that didn't that go as well as it could. Oh, it's still going. Okay, good. No, it's not. Okay. So,
Okay.
Doug, this is your favorite time of year, this
Yes, I
horror
love
season.
horror movies.
Now, I'm discovering that they release a lot of horror movies this month.
Yes, they do.
Now, do you try to watch them all like I do? Like I've seen Strangers Chapter 2. I've seen
No,
Black Book, Black Phone 2.
I try to pick and choose the ones that look
Oh,
good to me. I have seen Black Phone 2. I haven't seen Strangers Chapter 1, so I'm not going to
I
watch
did. I've seen
Strangers
both
Chapter
chapters
2.
now. I have
Okay.
seen Strangers Chapter 2. And you can find my reviews on Letterboxd. But I did not put my horror reviews up. So Doug has no idea what my scores are.
No, but there were a few movies I picked that while watching, I was like, oh, Simon's going to hate this.
Okay, well, maybe I will, but I did not put any
Yes.
scores up now. That's my new
Okay.
thing now, that if people are looking for my scores, they'll be up after the show.
Okay.
I figure that's more fun for us. So our friend in common, Kate, has to wait too.
Okay.
So she even she won't know because since she
Fair.
listens to the episode, she can go check him out after. Now, I've decided to like see we're sitting here talking, and I'm gonna open Letterboxd just for a couple seconds. Doug, how is
Yes.
your theater going?
My theater going?
Theater, are
I
you
think
still doing improv?
yes, I am.
Okay, see, has Kate used her letterbox? What did she have letterbox, Doug? I don't remember.
You're asking me to open a new app. Okay, she
Well,
is, let's
I could
see.
find followers. I don't follow that many people, so.
Yeah, she is, what is she?
We should know.
K8NYC.
K eight. How do I find NYC? How do I
Yes.
find out what she thinks? Let's see what Kate's been watching. Since we'll see if Kate's watched anything. I don't know how this works. Maybe I should have set this up ahead of time. Followers. Here we go. Followers. Got it. Found her. Kate has watched the last thing she recorded is The Materialist. On
No,
September. Yeah,
that's the
right here.
last thing she put in her diary. If you go to more activity, you'll
I
see
got
all the stuff.
diary films. Oh, films? I want to hit films.
No, it should just be under activity.
Well, I have activity. This is fascinating TV. I don't
Yes.
see if we're activity. I got films, diary reviews, likes, followers. Where do I have, oh, more activity at the top.
Yes.
The
And that's.
crazies. She did The Fly, Cure, Starving. She's got a ton of stuff I haven't seen. How did she get to see House of Dynamite already? Did she see this with you?
Yes.
Because I'm pissed I have not seen House of Dynamite yet.
Saw that in It was a rainy day in New York, and it was playing at the Paris Theater, which is the movie theater that Netflix purchased in New York, so that way they can air their play their movies to get Oscar bids.
Well, I do want to see House of Dynamite. I'm being honest. I read about it. I saw it in the theater. I'm like, oh, is that out here? And I looked. It's like one theater. I'm like, that's weird. I'm like, oh, Netflix release. Okay, I got it. I'll get to see it in a couple of weeks. I can wait for if it's going to come free on my TV. I'll wait till I can come home. Okay, that's all I got. I think I'm gonna eat some more of these gross chips as we go because I kind of like them. But it
I
takes me a whole
figure
week to eat them, but.
what we will do is I will start with one of my movies, then we'll go to one of your movies, so we
You're
each
going
get
to
a
think I'm
chance
going to
to start.
remember my movies.
I'll tell you what they are.
That's very kind. And today we're drinking Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar. So nothing really exciting because I couldn't find anything exciting to drink. Because I'm not in America.
Fair.
Because I miss Thunderbolt Cola, which I get at Walmart for 99 cents.
I drink mostly seltzer and water, so.
I drink lots of water. I drink milk. And soda. I have to call it soda or Doug gets confused if I call it pop. He'll have no idea what I'm
That
talking
is
about.
true. I get confused very easily.
You're old, I know.
Yes. All right. Our first movie is probably the most recent that we'll be discussing. It's my pick from 2023, Starve Acre, directed by Daniel Coccodiolo, starring Matt Smith and Morfydd Clark.
Oh, before
I
you
probably.
continue, this is the first film I watched on the list. This is what kicked me off to my horror episode.
And I will say, watching this movie, I was like, oh man, Simon is going to hate this. It is a very slow, it is very methodical. I will be honest, I didn't care for it that much. It was pretty slow. I didn't think it was particularly scary. I did think Matt Smith and Morfydd Clark, they gave pretty good performances for what they had to do. They dealing with a dead son in the movie. Other than that, really the only thing I could recommend about this movie is its beautiful locations. I like the English countryside, but really it is very slow, very plodding, not too much action until the very end. I think there was maybe one scene or two in the middle where the spiritualist woman comes over and there's a little séance. I thought that was a good scene. Other than that, it was just very slow, very plodding. I don't find bunny rabbits scary. I'm sorry, especially CGI rabbits towards the end. So I would like to officially apologize for putting this on the list. I just like Matt Smith. I'm a big fan of his, so I wanted to see a movie where he was the lead, and unfortunately, it was not to my liking. I gave this 2.5 out of 5, 2.5.
Well, that was very generous of you. You must have had a few drinks ahead of time. I'll give it such a high rating. Now, I'll give you the picturesque, beautiful landscaping. Absolutely phenomenal. But when they started speaking this fast through the whole film, I was ready to kill you. As Matt Smith was walking through his son down the trail discussing rocks. I was thinking how many rocks I should throw at Doug for making him watch this film. This was painful, Doug. A very painful thing. You know what happened faster? The skunk ripping up my front lawn was more interesting. That's going to take me at least a month to fix in the spring than this film. And there's nothing wrong with the acting. Nothing wrong. But I don't think this film gets moving until the sister shows up.
And even then, it doesn't move very quickly
But
or.
at least I starts expanding my storyline. And I find things start to move a bit more. which
See,
I needed badly.
I didn't think it really came together until
The end.
Matt Smith's co-worker came to the farm at the end. And that was like in the last 5, 10 minutes of the film.
You know what? I gotta say, it was slow. I can't believe what they did. I couldn't say I agreed with that. I was kind of like, really? Oh, okay. Because I didn't see that relationship between the two people until I was like, oh, that was a really left field thing there. But okay, something had to happen. I have to give it to them. And I was kind of like, really? Oh, okay. I guess so. You guys in your world, really? Yeah. Okay. I was really second guessing the film here. I just gave it that eyebrow going, yeah, okay, I'll let that go because I need something to happen here. I wish there was more to this film. It seemed very basic. Let's have a long discussion. Only really two people in the film, mainly. Introduce the sister, bring the sister out. Have an issue, something, end. I'm like, okay. This is what Doug picked. Why did Doug pick this? Because Matt Smith said it's the only thing I can think of. I'm like, there's
And that's the
nothing
reason, yes.
redeeming about this film. So I'm glad you picked the newest film on the list, but don't know who could have enjoyed this film. I think Matt Smith did it for that money.
Well, I think it's also a folk horror, and folk horror has its own fan base. This isn't folk horror, not like The Wicker Man
Well,
or
that's a
something
good
like
movie.
that, but this is folk horror has its fans. I just tend to not be a big fan of folk horror.
I just want to bring up these chips again. It's got a duck on it, a goose, and it looks like a deer. So I don't know what that means, but they're not terrible. I will eat these ones.
All right, now we're going to move on to
Oh.
Simon, one
I
of
forgot to
Simon's
say,
picks.
somebody gave these to me. They come from where King Charles hunts. So this is from the store nearby. It's the only place you can get them, I was told. So I don't know.
Well, they
So
must
my
be good
pick,
then.
I picked movie. Weird.
You did pick a movie. You
Maybe.
picked The Changeling from 1980, directed
Okay.
by Peter Medak or Medak, starring George C. Scott, Trish Van Devere, Melvin Douglas, and Jean Marsh.
I had to pick this film because people have told me for years I need to see it. I've had people on my show and say it's their favorite horror movie. And I almost didn't put it on and just watched it by myself and said, "No, what? I'm putting this on, so I'll finally sit down and watch this." I don't get the hype. I thought it was okay. I just thought it was okay. I like George C. Scott. I thought it was good at times. But it never seems to make any hype until the end. I'm like waiting for something to effing happen of interest. Not until the very end. I'm kind of like, this scared people? Who? Who did this scare? 5-year-olds? Like, Rosemary's Baby is a much better film.
I would agree with that, yes.
And it's not a similar premise. With I don't know. I don't know who this is, why this is such supposed to be such a big film. I think it's well shot. I think it's well acted. I love that house. But is it really that good? It's just okay. I came walking away. This is okay. But this is not gonna set the horror genre on fire. Like, it's not Halloween to me. It's not anything. It's just like, yeah, okay, that's nice. I like the end. But the one part that really bugged me, when he's going to the plane, and he's trying to talk to the guy, who would let him on the tarmac?
That's a
How
fair
did he
point.
get there? Like, I understood if he was somebody important, maybe a cop, maybe he knew, but no, he's in charge of a symphony. Like, Sorry, you're not getting on the tarmac to see an official.
Yes.
Like, I thought that was dumb. And I just think that there's so much unshowing things. Like, we hear lots of noise that
Okay.
we don't really see the noise. You know what I mean? Why we don't really see a lot of ghosts and things is what I wanted. I wanted more, maybe more jumping. Like,
You
it
get a
takes for.
ball.
Yeah, I love to do. Like, I just think this film's been done better in different ways.
Okay.
I love George C. Scott, but I just went, yeah, okay. I saw it, but did nothing to scare me.
I honestly thought my take would be the controversial take, but I'm
I
actually
beat
real.
you.
I'm with you on this.
Oh my God, no way.
I've watched this movie maybe three times, and I know it's beloved. I just never got the hype to it.
I'm
I
with you.
never thought that it was particularly scary.
Nope.
What I can say is that George C. Scott is an incredible actor. I thought
I
he was
agree.
very good. Even like the opening car accident, I thought that was pretty well done.
That was awesome.
I
Oh my
like
God,
that.
that car accident was great.
But aside from that, it's just not my type of movie. If I'm looking for a horror movie with less blood, I'm going back to Robert Wise's The Haunting. That is one of my favorite horror movies. Doesn't rely on jump scares. You don't see any ghosts. It's more psychological. But I love Robert Wise's The Haunting. This just never really did it for me. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. I know it's considered a classic. I know people love it. I'm just not one of those people.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're in agreement on
I for sure thought you were gonna love it and take me to task.
no, there's nothing. What am I gonna take you to task for? Hey, Doug, wanna walk down this hall and listen to some. Oh, listen, Doug, there's a ghost. Like, no, there's nothing here.
Yes.
That's why I put it on. I just, you know me and try to find movies to watch. So
Yes.
it's very hard for me to find things I haven't seen. So. And yes, people, I really, when we do this show, if it's my list, not Doug's list, my list, Doug will tell you, I've not seen any of the movies.
That is true.
I do not
Yes.
pre-watch anything. Sometimes on Doug's list, I've seen things, but not, he doesn't know that. So I let Doug have free rein.
All right. We'll go back to my picks now. I am going 1992's Raising Kane, directed by Brian De Palma, starring John Lithgow, Lolita Davidovich, and Stephen Bauer. Now,
Who
I
is
picked
Stephen
this one.
Bauer? Oh, I know who Bauer plays. I had to
Okay.
think who Stephen Bauer played. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. I still remember Stephen Bauer was.
I picked this movie because I have not seen it since it was originally out on VHS in 1992.
Putting up
I
the gay
remember
porn
when.
and watching this. Okay.
So I was maybe 14 at the time when
Right,
this
when you
came
worked
out.
at the video store, DVD store.
Yeah, a little bit before that. I
Okay.
didn't work there till I was 17 and could drive myself. But I remember thinking this movie was incredible. I thought John Lithgow was the best actor ever. I thought he was fantastic playing a person with multiple personalities. And then over the years, I was reading reviews of this that say it's not that good. It's one of De Palma's lesser films.
I agree
So
with
I
that.
thought, all right, after what, 20 some odd years, 30 maybe, I'm going to go back and rewatch it and see if my love for this movie still holds up. I now agree with the review saying it's not that good of a movie. It's pretty silly. The multiple personalities, I don't think, is handled particularly well. I think John Lithgow's having fun playing it. I also don't think that there's really, of the main characters between John Lithgow and Lolita Davidovich, I didn't like either of them. She's off having an affair, he's kidnapping kids. Not granted, having an affair does not equal kidnapping people and murdering them. That's a way worse crime. I will admit that. But she's still off having an affair with an ex-lover that she started having an affair with over his wife's deathbed while she was in the hospital with cancer. It just, there's no good people in this movie. I will say there are some shots that Brian De Palma just goes crazy on. There's that oner in the police station where the old lady doctor, lady psychologist is talking with the cops and the camera is following them and they're going downstairs. They're walking through. It's all a one shot and it ends with a shot of Lithgow at the end of it. That shot is phenomenal. That is De Palma being like, no, I still got it in me. I just wish he had used that in a better film. This, yeah, again, it's a thing for me this episode. I'm giving it 2.5 out of 5. There were things I liked. I liked De Palma's shooting. I liked the end at the motel where there's the one shot where you see the three levels of the hotel. I thought that was really well done. Again, I just wish it was for a better movie with a better story.
Yeah, I agree with you. I want to say the best De Palma shot's the one you brought up. I was going to bring that up too. It's the final shot when they're at the hotel. That is De Palma right there. When they show the levels and the baby falling, I'm like, oh, Untouchables. Oh my God. I never noticed. He stole from himself to do the same shot, the Untouchables, with the stairs. I totally saw it. I'm like, oh my God, he's done this twice. Remember when the baby's going down there? I'm like, oh my God, yeah, De Palma is a wonderful director. I don't want to take anything from him. But this film is a mess. I find I don't like the editing. It's my big issue with it. It's dumb editing. I think there is no chemistry between Lithgow and Leta DeVille. None. I couldn't see them as a couple. I'm like, she's smoking hot. And he looks like my dad. No. Not gonna happen. He's the nicest guy on the planet. And then it's weird because I'm watching Dexter right now. New Dexter, New Moon, whatever the hell. It came out number season 9, I'm watching. I'm like, holy crap, Michael C. Hall's watched this movie way too much. He's totally trying to do Dexter is John Lithgow in this movie. He is doing his best John Lithgow movie impression. I only noticed it because I'm watching Dexter right now. So as I watch this film, and I'm kind of like, I've seen it before, just want you to know, I saw it years ago, and I'm like, this is doing nothing for me. And I think the problem is Davidovich does nothing for me. I don't think she has any range in this film. I find her, she's playing a one-trick pony constantly. Lithgow is acting his ass off. I will give the man full credit. He's doing what I want him to do. Multiple characters, he's doing his job. He is engaging me. But I find her so friggin' boring. And I'm just like, okay, I know where this is going. She's having an affair. Why? She was so happy with him. And then I think to myself, because he looks like my dad. Oh, like that's why she's having an affair on him. And I felt bad for this lovely little kid. He kidnaps her. I'm like, perfect, go hang out with Lithgow. She doesn't care about you. She's just looking to get late. So I was totally on board with that. At the end of the film, when they had more Lithgow, I'm like, oh my God, this could be. Why would the guy meet Lithgow? I had a lot of problems in the last scene. I thought it was a little muddled. I
Well,
find,
yeah, I
oh.
mean, the movie was not, I don't think it was very well written.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I think we have a lot of problems with the writing. I think they need to flesh some things out, maybe the relationship. Make it for a reason. And the ending, it's just, I think it's just at that hotel to have the nice shot. I can't see any other point to have that shot other than they set it up. And they could have had a sequel too.
You think?
Well, kind of, hi, daddy. He's sitting off of the thing. I'm like, okay. We could have had a sequel of some kind. I'm not saying it should have, but I'm saying there
They
is
could
something here
have.
they could have worked at it. I think if it was made today, there would be.
Yes, absolutely.
So looking back, I mean, I always get in trouble for my De Palma opinion. I think he's a good, almost great director, but not amazing. If
Yeah,
am I in
I
trouble
think.
for that? Like, I like De Palma. Some of the stuff in Sister Sister, I think, is his film with Margot Kidder.
Yes.
Love that
Yes.
film.
Yeah, I think
Untouchables. Love that film.
he's
But then
made
it.
some incredible films, but he's also made some really bad films, I
Like,
think.
I've even seen his early ones. I saw Hey Mom, and I can't remember the first one he did with De Niro. I've seen both of those, and I think they're quite good films. Not great.
Okay.
And you don't see De Palma in them. You see a beginning, like just De Niro's career, his first film and his second film. And they're okay, but they're just not great. So to
Yes.
me, when I watch Spielberg, he's amazing right off the beginning.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, and I'll leave the other guy you want to discuss to another time when we do him. You know who I'm
Yes.
talking about, so we'll leave that aside. I'm not trying to avoid him, I'm just saying. But I'm watching De Palma going, I wouldn't put him on my Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
He
I
wouldn't
can
make
see that.
it.
No, definitely not Mel, but I think he has made some incredible films, like you said,
Even if you pick
Untouchables.
the best directors of the
Yeah.
1980s, I would not put De Palma on it.
That's fair. I think that is fair.
And that's a pretty
Yes.
good shot. I'm just going 80s. De Palma would not make my list.
Again, I think that's fair. I think in the 80s you have some real stone cold classics that hold up
But my
incredibly well.
argument is Spielberg is still right there to this day.
Yes,
He's still on my Mount Rushmore list. Your
the
favorite guy is on that list.
Well, there's also an argument to be made that Steven Spielberg is maybe the greatest director ever. I mean, I would put him up
Who's
there.
better? John Ford's the only thing you can have, and I don't think he's as good.
I mean, Kurosawa. I've been watching a lot of Kurosawa.
I love Kurosawa, but I think Spielberg's better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think Spielberg might be the greatest director
Okay,
ever.
let's give you five spaces just because we're in this discussion right now. I know it's a
Okay.
horror podcast, but we're a little off topic. But we'll get to this on 350. I'm going to give Doug a little task at the end of the show that nobody's going to know about. So you guys
Okay.
will have to tune in to episode whatever number we're at, 351, 350,
351.
to find out whatever it is. Would you put Spike Lee on your list?
Of greatest ever?
Top five.
Probably not.
80s. 80s. Because that gives
Oh, of
you
80s. Of the 80s?
of the 80s.
Oh. Do the Right Thing, I think, is one of
That's
the
what
best movies of
I
the
agree
80s.
with you. I 100% agree with him.
But it was really his only big film in the 80s. I mean, did he, I forget, it was like School Days before. I don't, I think Do the Right Thing, 1989. Best directors of the 80s. Okay, I would say yes, just because
Wow.
I can't think of another director who announced themselves with a film that powerful, like right out of the gate. I think maybe he did. I think School Days might have been right before, so he might have had one movie before, but I think Do the Right Thing, I think, earned him a spot in top five for the 80s.
So here's one of my problems. I put Sam Raimi ahead of De Palma
Okay.
because I love Sam Raimi movies. I even like Great and Powerful Oz. I find things I like in. So, okay, we're going to
Okay.
stop this discussion. This isn't regular extra features discussion. We're supposed to be doing horror. So I had to bring up Sam Raimi. So
Okay. All right. So I guess we're
I want to apologize for people for that interruption, us getting off topic, but it was such a good topic. We kind of just sort of developed. So we're going to get back to horror
Yes.
because we know it's the horror episode. The continue of that conversation will be on the next episode of Extra Features, and we'll be out in a couple weeks. So just listen to some
Yes.
interviews, some back episodes, and I have a might have a surprise guest I'm working on, so.
Okay. All right. Well, our next movie is Without Warning. This is a Simon pick, directed by
Oh.
Graydon Clark, starring Jack Palance, Martin Landau, Tara Nutter, and Christopher S. Nelson.
Okay,
I will
I
let you.
picked this film because it's same year as The Changeling too. It's 1980. Because I needed a slasher film. We always got to have one slasher because that's all I watch. That's my favorite genre. I have to apologize. This was a flaming pile of crap. It looked like me and you had about $100,000. Somebody knew Martin Landau and Jack Palance. We don't need to act. And we had your son could shoot it for us with one suit. What a pile of garbage. Absolutely. You got the kooky guy. You have the bad shit. Every cliche you could want in a film is in there. They
Yes.
tried hard. Absolutely unwatchable garbage. There's nothing redeeming in this film. It does have one nice special effect shot, but it's so
I can't
close
even
up.
think of it.
When they show the ear, when the guy gets shot with the ear, and they go in close, and that's and I'm pushing
Okay.
it. I am
Yes.
pushing. That's a good shot. Utter garbage. I mean,
Yes.
there's nothing in here of all of interest. You tell me it's a big pile of crap, I might watch Starving Acre again before I watch this. It is terrible.
Yes.
I had never heard of it because you know me, I always have to find something I haven't seen. And this was one I hadn't seen. Now I know why I had never heard of it before or had seen it. So
Yes.
Google, I'm blaming Google when I put little scene slashers and had like 150 slashers on it. And this is the first one I found I hadn't seen. This
Wow,
is
as
not a slasher.
no, it is
This is
not.
an alien movie.
Yes.
Why is it on a list of slashers? I don't know. So whoever made that list, yours should be shot. This is garbage.
I'll blame AI. This was probably an AI list. This is Predator without the budget or
Predator,
the
it's me and you on a weekend in your backyard, is what
Yes.
it is.
Yeah, no, this does not have the effects, the makeup, or even the actor
I have a
caliber
great idea.
of
We should
Predator.
remake this film with those tents. So those people that live in the tents,
Yes.
we just get them to act for us because they can't do a
Okay.
worse job.
That is true. This movie was so bad.
It's terrible.
When the alien was throwing those, whatever they are, little
It looked like
space
something left over
parasites.
from
Yeah.
Crawl. It looks like somebody watched Crawl and like, hey, that's a good idea. Because it looks like the same things from Crawl. But the
Yes.
Crawl ones look really cool. These do not.
And the whole noise they made when the one landed on the windshield of the van
Yes.
and it started like scraping its teeth against the windshield. I don't, there's nothing redeeming about this movie. Even two Oscar winners, Jack Palance and Martin Landau, they won their Oscars much later after this movie came out. But oh my God, they.
Listen, when I come to visit you in Jersey, you're going to take me to that shed. I gotta find that shed. What? Who wants to go to the shed where all the dead people are?
Yes.
Like, that was the highlight of the film, him yelling at them, take me to that shed.
Yes.
You wanted them to go back where they couldn't get killed.
Yeah, he's not a very good sheriff.
Dumb. I was
Yes.
kind of like, where's the real predator going to show up? You have this guy mopped up in 0.3 of a second.
Yes.
So,
Yes.
was Predator come out before this? Or is this.
No, Predator, I think, was like 86, 85,
Okay, because it's a
86,
very.
so.
So, there's my argument. Did the guy that made Predator watch this pile of crap and go, I can do this better?
It's a distinct possibility, but
Because it's a similar idea.
very similar idea, except Predator had a bigger budget
Yeah, and Arnold.
and Arnold and a better premise. I mean, this alien was just hunting, I don't know, locals, just random people. At least the Predator, there was the story that it hunts the most dangerous
Right,
prey,
but
so it
hold
goes
on. This
after
came out first, so
soldiers.
this is
Yeah.
pre-Predator. I would argue this is the pre-Predator sequel that nobody has seen.
Because nobody should see it. Everybody should just start with the Arnold Schwarzenegger Predator. That's a good movie. This is not.
Okay. I
All
got
right.
nothing to argue with. It had two
No.
Oscar winners. I
Yes.
saw, because I saw Jack Palance. I'm like, oh, okay. Martin Landau. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be rough, but I
Has
can't
Martin
read
Landau
this.
ever been young? He looked old even here, and this
He
movie
looks old in
is.
Mission Impossible.
And this movie's 40 years
I
old.
think he's dating
45.
Barbara Bain. He's married to Barbara Bain in Mission Impossible in real life.
Okay.
The first Mission
Yes.
Impossible episode's got Martin Landau in it. And
Yes,
he
yes.
looks exactly the same to me, just not older.
So he's just always looked old.
Yeah. I think that's just he woke up and like, oh, there he is. He's
Yeah.
oh, that film with Brad Pitt that he just doesn't age. He just stays in the Brad Pitt goes old man to young man.
Oh, Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Right. So he just stayed, he stopped halfway through and just stopped there
Yes.
and just didn't continue. Yeah, please do not watch this film, people. Unless you're a
No.
completist like me looking for weird films you've never seen.
Well, speaking of weird movies you might have never seen is my next pick. This is from 1988. It is Nightmare at Noon, directed by Nico Mastorakis, starring Wings Hauser, Bo Hopkins, George Kennedy,
Oh,
and Brian James.
another master thespian, George Kennedy. We're digging them out
Yes.
today.
Oh,
Look
I
at
love George. He's an Oscar winner too. He
he,
won for he did, was it for that Paul Newman movie? I think so.
okay, you know when you're
I'll get
watching
back to it.
like Matlock or Murder, She Wrote or even The Love Boat?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing their cast here, George Kennedy. Martin Landau, Jack Palance. They're going to be on one of these episodes. They're going to eventually
Yes.
show up. You're just waiting. Because you know why, people? They need to work. They've never been very
Yes.
good. They got lucky with Run Roll, and then they go back to Matlock or whatever show they have they can get on now. And that's what happens. Oh my God, Doug.
Okay.
Oh, you got to
Well,
start.
it's
I'll
my
let you
turn
your
to go
turn. I'm going to
first.
be quiet. I'm going to be
Okay.
quiet.
I not only do I love bad horror movies, I
Oh, I know
love
you
bad
do.
action movies. And this combined both. This is not a good movie at all. I will say
Okay.
that up front. This is not good. It felt like a much lower budget than the already low budget George Romero's The Crazies,
Which I
where,
have not seen.
okay, it's one he made after Night of the Living Dead, but I think before Dawn of the Dead.
I've seen all the Dead movies. I think so.
I think it's either right before or right after Dawn of the Dead. But it's another low budget military experiment goes wrong, contaminates water, turns people into crazies, and so very similar story to this. That's a much better movie, much better shot. This movie just it was bad. However, I absolutely loved the helicopter chase at the end. Those helicopters were real. They were both flying around, doing stunts, flying through the desert. It looked amazing. That kind of stuff you don't see in movies nowadays. I'm thinking of the last big air battle I saw, and that was probably Captain America, the newest Captain America, where they're out in the ocean. And Sam Wilson's flying with his wings with against fighter jets, and that's all CGI. These
Yeah.
helicopters were real. They were really flying around each other, and at the end, one of them actually did blow up, and that was really cool. This movie was bad. I'm giving it 2 stars, 2 out of 5, only because of the helicopter chase at the end. I loved that helicopter chase.
I think you like this much more than I did.
Fair. That is fair.
I this was beyond painful to me. I'm like, oh, it's Wing Hauser. Does anybody remember this guy? Because I know I do. Like, I'm sitting there going, this is a poor man, everything. Where was Treat Williams? Was he unavailable this week? Winghauser is the guy you hire when there's nobody else to hire. He is such a bad actor. Absolutely awful. And that opening scene where they're all turning into zombies and fighting everybody, I'm like, what the hell did Doug pick? Where did you find this pile of crap? There must be a pile of crap Doug bought on Criterion Collection, and this was somehow slipped into the bag. Because I'm like, there's no way Doug purchased this. He was on Amazon one night drinking too much Irish scotch and goes, that's the one I'm making to watch.
That is legitimately true. I could go find the disc right now for you.
See, you did get it for free. I knew there had to be a special. They threw in a free movie.
No, I didn't get it for, I actually paid for this one. It was cheap. It was a cheapo one,
A
but
dollar?
I think it was more like 10. I found it for
You
10 bucks.
overpaid. You overpaid, my friend.
I probably did, but my God, that helicopter chase at the end.
My God.
I saw like zombie mutants. I saw Wingshauser. I'm like, this has got to be. I saw George Kennedy. I'm like, this has got to be fun.
I'm going to torture Simon. He's going to hate this pile of shit, but he would bought it for a dollar, and you're absolutely correct. I would have.
Yes.
And I'm watching this. I'm like, he, and this is bad. This looks like a really bad $6 million man episode where they had a bit more cash. I'm watching it. I'm here going through my head going, da na 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 na. I'm like, oh. I don't know what to say. This is garbage. Absolutely dumb. Looks like it was shot in a weekend, except for the helicopter. That probably took him a week. But other than that,
Yes.
this is terrible. Absolutely laughable bad. But
Yes.
it is still better than my film with the Predators. Okay? If we had these movies shot back to back, you would chose to be on this one as opposed to mine.
Yes, I this one had the helicopter chase,
It had the
which I think
helicopter chase. Mine's got a guy looking for a shed with some dead people in it. I mean, where else would you go?
Yes.
The helicopter chase, rocket. Hanging out with a bad sheriff looking for the. Show me the shed! Oh my God. Oh, really? Jack, I don't know how you got an Oscar for City Slickers. You must be like, oh my God, somebody gave me a role that's good. Yay!
And I looked it up. I forgot. I can't believe I forgot the name. It was Cool Hand Luke. That's what George Kennedy won the Oscar for.
Which I have seen a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, Cool Hand Luke is such a good movie. I
It's
love
in.
Paul Newman, though.
Well, we know that.
Yes.
I haven't seen more Paul Newman films lately.
I'm shocked too, but I'm going through other stuff right now.
I know. I know why.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll see what we thought about this one. This is a Simon pick from 1975. It is Deep Red, directed by Dario Argento, starring David Hemmings, Daria Nicolodi, Gabrielle Lavia, and Macha Merrill.
I gotta say, for a guy that's existed for so long, Dario, I've heard the name forever. And I think it's only my third or fourth film I've seen of him. My God, I love his films.
Okay.
I enjoyed this again. I go into his films and it has what? It's in focus. It has a story. It's well shot. I enjoy it. Love these movies. I'm gonna have an agenda film every year we do this.
Okay.
Because I really like this guy. And it upsets me when we do a horror show once a year. Because I wanna watch more of his films.
Okay.
I think he's an excellent director. I like this film. Is it one of his best ones? No. But I still enjoyed it. It's better than most of the crap I watched. This I liked. I love his shooting style. I find he gets his actors to emote, which is important to me. He gets good camera angles. He does have a style, but it's hard to describe because it's always very free, I find his style.
You know
Okay.
what I mean? He always has a big shot, but not like De Palma, where I feel it's staged. I feel Okay.
his is always in a room. He loves shooting things with rooms and boxing your characters in and have all his stuff in characters. And you even
Okay.
see that with his outdoor shots. Do you know what I mean? He always has it like a square. You can honestly see the box he drew around the character, and that's where he
Yes.
shoots them in.
Especially in this one with the reporter who takes a picture of the main guy, and then it cuts to
Yeah.
outside when the cops are taking him outside. There, you're right. There's like the police van, the door, and like there is a rectangle that the main guy
Constantly in
and
the
the
shot. And
cop
I
are
love it. I like his
talking.
style a
Yeah.
lot. I find we don't see this style anymore. You know, I loved, I mean, your favorite director. I'd love to hear what he has to say about Argento. I'd love to hear his opinion.
Okay.
Because I've never heard anybody talk about him. I've heard fans talk about him.
Yes.
But other directors don't. And I wonder why. Do they not like his style, or they just don't touch on it?
The only d other director who I've really heard talk about Argento is George Romero.
Okay, that because he's a horror guy though. I want to see
Yeah.
like a Donner talk about him. Donner's not alive anymore. I know that,
Okay.
but like something like that. Do you know what I mean? Or even a
Yes.
Sam Raimi, I will take.
That would be good,
Because
yes.
I want to hear their opinion. Because we're looking at films that are 50 years old now, and I understand it's a different shooting style.
On Letterboxd, I don't know if you follow the director Joe Lynch. He
I do not.
does horror films.
Okay.
He always posts reviews of what he's watching. He has mentioned Argento
Okay,
a lot,
good.
like
So
when he
maybe I'll check
watches an
it out.
Argento film, he talks about it. In fact, he wrote a review on this movie that I read
Oh, then I need to read it
just
then.
before we started recording tonight.
But what I gotta say is Argento's characters have depth, they have storyline. It's all there. It's not typical horror. It
Yes.
actually feels nice. I like his films. I like this film. It's rich. I love his cliffhanger endings. He always has a good ending. Whether you like the storyline or not, that's up to you. But I always have a good time in his films. I come out
Yes.
happy. So again, I'm going to give this another positive. I think he does a great job. It was one of his best ones. No. But I enjoyed it.
See, I actually would rank this above most of the other Argentos
Well,
I've
see, I
seen.
haven't seen them, so I'm
Okay.
only looking at Suspiria,
That's one I would rank above this. I would rank.
Phenomenon I've seen, and this one. I think I've only seen three.
Okay.
So I can't put. Do we do
I think
another
we did
one?
one last year, the bird with the crystal plumage.
Oh, is that. Do we do that? Okay, well, then
I think
this
we
one
did
I'd
that one,
rank higher
yes.
than that one because I don't
Yeah.
remember it, so.
Okay. Yeah, my problem, and this is a very minor problem, his Gilo films like this, Girl with the I'm Bird with the Crystal Plumage, I feel like the stories are a bit too similar.
Okay.
And so that sometimes they're hard for me to distinguish which movie was which between the ones. Phenomenon I can because that has the monkeys, that has the bugs, that has Jennifer Connelly. Bird with the Crystal Plumage and this I feel are one is set in the art world, this one is, I guess, the music world in
No,
a
I thought we
way.
did Phenomenon last year. We
Maybe we
did
did
not do the
Crystal
bird. I've
Plumage
never
2 years
seen it.
ago.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I could swear that we've done that one, but if we
You
haven't, that's my mistake. Then
fact
I just
check me.
watched
Feel
it on
free to
my
check it
own.
on the site. I think you watched
Yeah.
it on your own because I don't think I've seen it.
Okay. I my problem with Gilo films is they're just too similar to me.
What
The
does Gilo mean, by the way?
yellow. It's Italian. They're called yellow films because they're cheap to make. The films sometimes are tinged color to look yellow. It's basically like an exploitation film, like
Oh,
what
which I
you.
love. So there we go.
So that's what it is. It's Italian exploitation films, which
Thank
is
you.
what
So
these
I've seen
slasher
tons of
films
them.
are. Yeah.
Well, I like them. Keep them up. Keep going.
Okay. No, but I think this one is a better one. I think the acting in this is very good. I think David Hemming was a very charismatic lead in this. I liked the visuals in this. I mean, you can't really top the visuals. In the open, not the opening kill, but the kill of the psychic woman when she's in her apartment.
I love that kill.
The paintings on her walls, I was like, this art is incredible, but what person would hang this? And you know, I actually did see what would turn out to be the mirror. That it not a painting was a mirror, and I saw that woman's face, and I was like, okay, spoiler. I just realized I spoiled that, so I apologize. The spoiler is it's a woman who's a killer in this movie.
Yep.
But I did see that reflection, and I thought it didn't look like a painting. I thought maybe it was a statue or something, but turned out to be it was a mirror showing the killer. It just beautifully shot. There is one shot in this movie I thought for sure the stunt person, I don't know if they did it on purpose or not, but when he's hanging on the side of the building and he slips but then catches the ledge underneath him, I thought that was real. That fooled me. I thought that really happened and the guy was like really desperately trying to save his life. I didn't see a rigging in it. I'm sure it was there. I'm sure it was rotoscoped out or whatever. It fooled me. I that stunt, no matter how small it was, it fooled me. I was shocked by it. This movie, I think, might get my highest rating of all the movies on this episode.
Wow.
I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
I think I'd rate it the same when I do my ratings after the show. You can find those extra features podcast on Letterboxd. See, I'm promoting my Letterboxd. And you'll find Doug there too. I think Doug's Doug. I don't know. Just check under my followers. He'll be there.
Yes. All right. This is my final movie of the four that I picked. It is 1979's The Visitor, directed by Giulio Paradisi, also known as Michael Paradise. This movie stars John Huston, Mel Farrar, Glenn Ford, Lance Henriksen, Shelley Winters. And I apologize for putting this movie on.
You know
I
what's funny?
chose it.
I'm literally sitting here going, I know I watched it. I cannot remember it. And that was 2 weeks ago I watched this.
I had heard over the years that this movie is terrible. It makes no sense. I was like, that cannot be true. I love John Huston. Why would John Huston agree to star in a movie that bad? I take it all back. I'll say right now, this movie is a 1 out of 5. This is a bad movie. It doesn't make sense.
I think that was my problem. I'm with you. Keep going, sorry.
I don't get why John Huston would do this. He must have needed the money, or he owed a favor to somebody. This movie is so bizarre. The Visitor, I guess, is either an alien or an angel. I'm not really
I
sure.
thought he was an alien.
But the person he's on Earth to stop is Satine, which could also be Satan in the form of like an
No,
8-year-old
oh, I know what you're
girl.
saying. No, he's an
Yeah.
angel. He comes out. No, he's the angel character. I remember what we're talking about. He's an
Okay.
angel. 100%
Okay.
he's an angel, but could be an alien. You're totally right. But
Yes.
it doesn't make any sense. But I think he's supposed to be. We're supposed to presume he came in as an alien because that's the way we perceive him. I think that's why I took it. And then he ends up being an angel in the end.
Yes.
And I'm reading into that, and I'm really, that's just my coming away.
Yeah. And I mean, there's stuff with professional sports because Lance Henriksen owns a sports team and his daughter is taken over by Satan or was born as Satan. I'm not
Yes,
sure.
no, she was born as evil.
Yes. And I don't know. This movie, the rumors I heard were true. It makes no sense and it is just bad. So I apologize for putting this on the list.
It's not as bad as the Predator film, sorry.
Really?
It's probably equally as bad as a Predator film, but that was one of the first films I
I would
ever
actually
seen.
say this one is worse just because of the caliber of people involved.
Listen, I want to tell you what you were saved up for me before I go into this. The California Axe Murders. I couldn't find
Okay.
it. I'm still looking for a copy of the California Axe Murders.
Okay.
Because we haven't done it and I've never seen it. So one day I will find a copy of the California Axe Murders.
I think that was on Netflix for a while because I remember starting to watch it and it was bad and
No,
I
I'm sure it's terrible.
stopped.
So this film, I gotta say, it's got decent production values. I think the acting is good. I like some of the shots.
Okay.
It's just the problem is it makes no sense.
Yes.
I literally do not understand what's going on. I mean, I understand that she's the bad person and the angel's coming down to talk to her and trying to convince her, hey, come to good. And she doesn't know, and he's, oh, I'm Satan, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna do bad things, and bad things happen. And I'm not sure what happened at the end. I think we gotta pick a side, and I don't really know which side to pick. So I'll leave it
Yes.
at that. I don't think this is as bad as you think it is. It's terrible.
I will
But
also admit I did fall asleep watching it a little
oh.
bit, so I could have missed a little 10, 15 minutes in the middle there, but
He didn't miss anything.
no, this was
It's a
not good.
very 70s film that just feels they didn't do any conjoining of scenes. So
Okay,
they had
yes.
scenes, and I thought they were all well shot, but it just didn't carry over to the next scene. I'm like, oh, didn't
Yes.
we just do? Oh, now we're doing this. Oh, okay. Well, maybe it was like, oh, no. We're gonna go back over. How does this make sense? Like, when's this coming together? I thought I was watching a Paul Thomas Anderson film that just didn't give me the merging at the end. But it does merge at the end.
Little, yes. Yes, it
But you're
does.
still like, I don't care. I'm just glad it's over.
Yes.
So I have to agree with you. This was not good.
No.
But that's okay. That's why we do this show, to have fun.
Okay. Well, now we come to Simon's last movie.
Now, this is the
And
one I'm dying to know what Doug thought of.
okay.
Because I don't think Doug's ever heard of it.
No, I've heard of it
Okay,
because
I'm impressed. I was just.
it is a 2018's climax, directed by Gaspar Noé, starring, I guess, the only real known actress in this is Sofia Boutella.
Is that her?
Yes,
I
yeah.
did not know. I know who she plays in it, but I did not know that was her until you just mentioned the name. Like, I know exactly who she was.
Yeah, she's really the only known actress that I would say in this movie. But it's your turn to go first. I will let
I
you.
picked this movie because I wanted something modern.
Okay.
And it almost was Raw, because I haven't seen Raw. It's been on my list forever to watch Raw, but I haven't
Okay.
seen it. But I've said, you know what? I'm going to dig deeper. Doug would want me to find something different. And this popped up as good horror movies you've never seen.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? I'm picking. I didn't even know it was subtitled, by the way, until I started watching it. I'm like, huh. Okay. You know what? I like parts of this. I thought the dancing was amazing.
Yes.
The dancing blew me away. The DJ tracks were awesome. I thought it got a little left up by the end. Like the kid and the cockroaches was like, whoa, what's going on there? Then the mom loses the key, you know where I'm going. And things just go a little crazy during this film.
Yeah.
Like, and stuff like that. So, I mean, I liked a lot of this film. I just got to say, I didn't love it because I think it falls apart at times. Like, I think it lacks. The one location was good for it. It works. But I don't find the characters have enough to do. I find
Okay.
it's not really going anywhere for me. It took too long to get to the end.
Okay.
And I just didn't care by the time I got to the end. Obviously, I wanted to know the answer.
Yes.
But I didn't care. I wasn't falling in love with it. I thought it was well shot. And I mean, I just thought it was kind of dull at times. I thought the middle needed a little more punching up.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I like the end.
Yes.
I love the beginning. I find the middle is kind of like, eh, because we know the characters. By the time we get to the part I want to know more about, they're just continuing things they started in the beginning.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know all this. Why are you showing me this again? And that's my problem.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was Gaspar Noé, and I know he is, quote unquote, the feel bad director. He does not make movies that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I didn't ever seen one of the films before that I know of.
I think we've done Irreversible on the show. He
Oh, have we?
directed
So I didn't.
Irreversible, and that movie that is a tough movie to watch, Irreversible.
Okay.
This one, I will say, it's finely crafted. I think it's well shot. Like you said, the dance scenes. There was one dance scene where the camera was just
Yes.
straight on top, looking down, and you see the dancers from above. Especially when the women were doing twirls, and their hair and their skirt would go out and would make circles. Gorgeous, just incredibly beautiful to look at. And then the Gaspar Noé stuff comes in with the LSD and
Yep.
the people getting high and the horrible shit that happens. The one woman saying she's pregnant and then getting the shit beaten out
Oh
of
my
her,
God, that
getting
was awful.
kicked in it's brutal stuff to watch. And then she starts cutting on herself.
Yeah.
I can never, in a good conscience, recommend a Gaspar Noé film. He just doesn't make movies that are audience pleasers. I think this was well made. I think it was beautiful. Like I said, the dance scene's beautifully shot, but he also kind of lovingly shoots the horribleness. He
Yes.
treats it all as art. And not everybody can get on board with that. I have a hard time getting on board with that sometimes. All in all, I gave this 3 out of 5. I think it's well made. It's good, but it's not something I can recommend to everyday movie fans.
Okay, so I didn't surprise you with this pick. I thought you'd be shocked I picked this film.
No, because it's one that's been on my list as well. I've wanted to see it.
Really? Because this was not on my list. This was on something I read. Because I want people to know, other than The Changeling, most of my films are gentle, obviously, always goes on, but I don't know. I actually, my final two films, I usually do research. There's always one slasher, and there's always some weird pick. And I had never heard of this. I said, you know what? Maybe Doug has never heard of it. I don't know. That's why I went for this. So I thought I would surprise you with this pick. So I didn't.
No, actually, the one that surprised me, the one I had never heard of, was the chain. I'm sorry, Without Warning.
Yeah, well, that one I'd be shocked if you heard of, because you know I'm a huge slasher fan. And I love my slashers. I'm honest. So I always try to find something new. And this turned out it wasn't a slasher. Well, because the last slasher I picked, you didn't like, and I loved it.
Oh, the one where
The mom and the
the
mom's.
mom,
Yeah,
yes.
I love that one.
Oh, that one was bizarre.
I like it. But okay. So, people, if you enjoy this stuff, please follow us on Facebook at extrafeatures.ca. We're on YouTube, Extra Features Podcast. Just type in Extra Features Podcast, you'll find us. And I guess that's it, Doug. Unless you have something, did you have anything to add, like new horror posts or anything? Nothing?
I
I
will
do have.
say it's a movie we both watched that we both loved. Will probably be in our both of our top tens at the end of the year, but it just came out on disc. Weapons.
And
If you,
before we go, Doug, I know we
yes.
got to wrap up, and you have a beautiful thing tattoo.
Yes, I
I
do.
think I want people to see this. The thing is beautiful. So just because it's horror, I'm going to
Yes.
promote Doug's tattoo. He does have a Frankenstein, but I think it's buried. Oh, no, you can
He's
see it.
there
So
he
there you
is.
go. People can see Doug's tattoo. Please check out Doug's tattoo artist if you're in the Jersey area.
He's in Brooklyn. He's a Rich Bustamante in Brooklyn, You just look up Rich
So
Bustamante.
I'm, guys,
Yes.
I don't have a tat. I want people to know that. And Doug will even say I do not. He's ever seen
No, I have not
on me.
seen.
So I'm going to recommend this guy for a shout out to him. Please go check him out. He does amazing work. And
Yes.
I only have one last thing to say. If they make it.
We will watch it, even if it is Proto Predator from 1980.
Goodbye.